This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris. 10 to 2 on 670 The...
This is the day that the Bears are at training camp. We will hear from Ryan Poles. We will hear from Ben Johnson later today.
First of all, summer's over. It's fall now. Let's start with that.
I mean, summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City.
Do you feel better about canceling summer? No, don't do this to me.
No. I'm not canceling summer. I'm just telling you, on the sports calendar, summer is over.
I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
And now the Bears are at work because we all now know, hey, training camp's just a little bit away. No, training camp's here. Fall is here. Football season is here. Temperature-wise, getting out in the water, if you're Robbie Triano and just jumping into the lake, that still exists. From a sports standpoint, summer is over. The dog days of summer are behind us. There's no more slow anything. It's the first day of fall. What I need to hear today is Ryan Poles have some level of contrition for everything that's led to him actually getting an extension. However you wanted to frame, he gets to keep his job despite the team not being good on the field.
What I want to do today, just hit some house cleaning items.
You sure about that?
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, man, I didn't even call that out yesterday because it's just not that important. If only Ryan Poles had talked for more than 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
What I want to do today, just hit some house cleaning items.
I don't know why that stuff doesn't bother me. It just doesn't. Also, I have to hit some
house
cleaning.
Talking about the Windex, you know, got the plunger.
I have to hit some house cleaning items later today, I'm just saying. Oh. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. You can text us, 312-644-6767. You can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Day 2 at Halas Hall, and we are already getting reports that practice has ended. You may go in peace.
Well, first of all, I thought your butler handles that for you. Like, we're at work, your butler's cleaning up, and you go home to a spruced up house. I thought that's the way things
Jeffrey?
Go. Jeffrey? Yes. Jeffrey's an excellent name for a butler. That's G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, not Jeffrey as in the J-E-F-F, because that's boring.
I live in a shoebox. If I can't clean that by myself, what am I doing with my life?
I'm trying to make your life easier. Get a butler. You'll be fine. But practice is over. And what I like about, I'm going to be very honest about this. What I like about the fact that practice is over, and if you look at the practice schedule, these boys like to get after it on Marshall time, a.k.a. the sun is up. We out here. I am with that.
Football practice belongs in the morning. And I used to say it wasn't 2-a-days until somebody threw up.
That's fair. And, you know, with the CBA, they don't do 2-a-days anymore. So I don't think we have to worry about somebody throwing up.
Yeah, I'm also for less throwing up, just in general.
Do all the people who throw up regularly doing athletic activities, I can name a few, Do they feel the same way? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, a sports question. Like, if I guarantee you, if we ask any athlete that we talk to, have you thrown up in practice before?
Absolutely. If yeah. it's football.
He's gonna puke.
Yeah, I mean, these are the truths. One of the big truths, though, from Bears practice yesterday is because of the timing, we didn't get to hear from Caleb Williams in the same way. So we got to listen to what he had to say right after our show wrapped up. I know the afternoon show discussed it, but my takeaways from what I heard Caleb Williams say yesterday were, number one, I appreciate the fact that my expectation for him is not 70% completion rate, by the way. Ben Johnson, cool. You're the coach. It's just to get better at your job. And highlighting all the things that we heard from last year. Watching tape, of course. Cadence being a big discussion. Seems to be one again this year. We'll preview that in a second. But going back to just what the critiques were and what our observations were. How is that first drive treating you? Not just not having 15 scripted plays. Forget that part. Once you did, why do we see so much miscommunication and three and outs on that first drive of the game? That can really set yourself up for success where you don't feel like you have to play from behind as a quarterback. Love what he did in the fourth quarters. But showing me that you're taking the steps that you want to take to be a better version of yourself. That's the most important piece of it. And I feel like we did get some details, both from Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, as to how he can make that happen.
I think the biggest thing for me is, hey, it's Ben Johnson's offense. Can you run it? It's really that simple. I know what Ben Johnson can do. I've seen other quarterbacks, multiples, run that offense and look very, very good and dynamic in doing so. Caleb, can you step up and be the next guy to run a Ben Johnson offense and be, if not number one, a top five offense this season? Got that? This season, mm-hmm. top five offense. I'm not saying top five through week 8 or week 9 or week 10, but at the end of the season, through 18 weeks, can this be a top five offense with all these weapons and these play toys that you've invested in and brought into the fold? Now it's on the quarterback to make it happen. I like listening to what Caleb Williams had to say. He said all the right things, but now guess what? Got to go on the field and do it.
Well, and sometimes that's the goal you set. Like we heard Jalen Johnson a couple months ago talk about the goals for himself. Because that's what you want to set, because that way, that's the standard you hold in your mind. And then maybe you don't hit all of them, but you're probably better for holding those for yourself. I think it's different when it's a team. Like when it's Craig Counsell telling you 90 wins is a benchmark, I think you exactly know what that means and the talent you need to have and how that's been playing out for them as a team. That's how you build a roster. That's how you manage it. X, Y, and Z. Two things can be different, but also true at the same time. So all of that said, I think we begin to understand a little bit more how Caleb Williams and the Bears are going to function this season. And it really is some of the basics, I think, that we heard. Like, wasn't that part of what you heard yesterday was when he's talking about what Ben Johnson wants him to do? Did you find yourself asking yourself, that's interesting, like, I understand now why that maybe you didn't have what you needed last year, because these seem like simple things that would have been discussed previous to this point. 30 to 40 minutes a day with the playbook sounds like a pretty simple benchmark to ask of your quarterback. And even though we heard all this training last season, you know, multiple reports about how he was learning Luke Getsy's offense even before he was drafted.
How'd that work out?
Exactly. Like, was that not a part of this?
I'm not sure what was going on with Caleb Williams, Luke Getsy, that dynamic, that tandem, if you will. All I know is when you put concrete, tangible goals on paper, speak it out, and it's documented as it was yesterday by both Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I feel a lot better in terms of holding people accountable, because you say, well, hey, you didn't hit your goals. You didn't hit what you said you want to do. Let's listen to what Caleb Williams had to say about what his goals, in his own words, are for this season.
Obviously, I have self goals, and that's, you know, being the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine, 70% completion that helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So, you know, that's kind of my self goal. And obviously other than that, you got to go win. That's success for me. That's success for the team. And, you know, that's all we wish for and all I wish for.
But you know what I didn't hear him say? That success was his touchdown interception rate. That's great that was your first season. And that was something you thought as a rookie quarterback you needed to do. And that's something your head coach instilled in you. And as I've said before, I don't care this year. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks throw a lot of interceptions, and they go right out there, and you know what happens? They end up winning ball games because they aren't as detrimental in some respects as sacks are to a team and its success.
1.1%. That was his interception percentage last year. It's impressive, don't get me wrong. But here's the thing I'll say. You know what's more impressive? When you have a good touchdown to interception ratio.
Sure, but all of this might also mean that he was less likely to throw the ball and take risks in a season that didn't have it mean a lot last year, where you could take risks and the negative part of it would result in little risk, and it could be a high reward. And what I want him to do is take those risks this year downfield. I want him to throw the ball more. And if that means that you're completing some passes to the other team, don't let it set you back. Get right out there and do it again. And that's something Ben Johnson talked about too. The sacks were brought up as they should have been. So let's hear what he talked about when it came to just reducing the amount of them.
Part of it is, my footwork. And that lining up with the play. That helps accelerate the clock for me. The other part is being decisive and making a decision. And then the other part is also taking what the defense gives me. Not trying to find that big play every time and be the young cat and, want to go and, get that big play, big scramble play or anything like that. Sometimes it's just the check down over the ball, the flat, the second read that, may not be, something more than 5 yards.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We are Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score talking about what we heard from Caleb Williams yesterday.
And looking back to last year, 68 sacks total. That's the third most sacks ever for a quarterback. Only David Carr back in 2002 and Randall, I'm just trying to stay alive, Cunningham, back in 1986, have been sacked more than Caleb Williams was last year. So we know it's a problem. I like that they have somewhat of a plan to address it. And I would hope bringing in an almost brand new offensive line goes a long way towards getting that down. But we know it's going to be a lot about timing as well, getting rid of the football on time.
Yes. And all of this goes hand in hand when you consider what he had to say based on what Ben Johnson has to say. I even think that you're seeing that meld happen a little bit more with the press conferences that we heard yesterday. He sounded like he was more in line with Ben Johnson than even at OTAs. And Ben Johnson talked about it. Caleb talked about it too, how they talk on the phone often, how they talk about more things than just football.
Family.
But when you do that, you're building a connection with somebody that makes everything else more simple. It makes it easier. And I think that that time and Ben Johnson knowing his people skills and Caleb Williams being receptive, you're going to see that result to more of Caleb Williams seeing the game through Ben Johnson's eyes because he knows him better.
And that's why when I say I've heard all the talk, but now I need to see what's going on the field, I'm glad of practicing the book. I'm glad that we're going to be talking to Mark Grody shortly because I need to know, what are your first impressions? What did he look like on day one? Because that's the start. It's not the finish, but it's the start. So at least we get a baseline of sorts, right?
Yes.
Could have been a good day, could have been a bad day. I have a feeling there were some moments because that's how first days usually go in anything. There's moments.
I also want to talk about the cadence because not only has it been brought up at the very beginning of Caleb Williams' time with the Bears last year, it seemed like it was an issue throughout the year, or that could have just been the whole center quarterback exchange, which has been rectified. And then there's, well, at least rectified with roster help. We have yet to see it in place, in practice, and in a game scenario. But then also, what he had to say about cadence now, because in Caleb Williams telling us what Ben Johnson wanted him to work on, well, if it isn't that discussion again.
I think being able to listen to In the OTA times, I would listen to the play calls and voice record them and things like that and listen to them. So that was a big part of it. And then also just speaking it, in the car, going over my cadence in the car while I'm driving, things like that, small things like that. Just, the small things, getting really comfortable with the small things, it helps, everything be a little bit more fluid.
Not in the car, Layla, not while he's driving at the stoplight. Somebody looks over and Caleb Williams is yelling at the top of his lungs.
But also, I like it because he's multitasking. I'm not here for distracted driving. If you remember, it's not a game, Illinois.com.
That's fair.
But I will say this. What are you doing in football when you're yelling out? You're multitasking. You're reading the road in front of you, except it's a football field. You're trying to make the best decision. It is a game. And then you're able to hopefully make that play successful.
And just like the road, you're trying not to get leveled. That's why you got to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yes. There are road hazards, if you will.
Man.
I didn't think that would happen today. I didn't think that the It's Not a Game Illinois.com would actually come into play here, but that's pretty much what happened.
It's an appropriate usage.
What if we put those goggles on Caleb Williams as part of practice? You know how they did slip and slide last year? I didn't. What was it like?
Man, listen. You don't know. You're like, wait, people, this is what it's like to be impaired and trying to do anything? They just had a ball and you just tossed it in the bucket. But you had to do it with these goggles on. And the goggles, they had two different sets of goggles. One as if you were drunk and one as if you were high. Let me tell you something. The high goggles were a lot easier to use than the drunk goggles. The drunk goggles, it was mission impossible.
Were people better looking in the goggles? I hear that happened.
I didn't look at any people, but I bet people were better looking, or at least they were indecipherable. So you didn't know if they were good looking or not. You know, like when you're in a club and it's just all silhouettes, all you see is a frame.
Or everybody with sunglasses on. Or as Marshall and I have talked about previously, what's going on with the people who check people out when they had a mask on and sunglasses? Are you just in love with your own imagination at that point?
No.
You're in love with your own imagination.
Hold on. Now, let me just offer this refute to that. You can see someone in a mask and understand they still have nice eyes. You can understand they still have nice form.
But a mask and sunglasses?
I can see between... Now, let me tell you something. I can see between the sunglasses and the person. I can see your eyes when you walk by. I can see there's space there, Layla.
This is a thought exercise.
I'm just telling you. I have been sitting here and checking out women since I was like, what, 4 years old? Like this is just a natural biological in the wild type activity.
Wait, how years old? I'm 4 years old?
Yeah, I've been a connoisseur of women since I was four. Unashamedly.
Started early.
Because people who are like agnostic, atheists, I'd be like, nah, man, women. That's intelligent design right there. Because I can't, like, what?
Aw.
Yeah, women are like priceless.
Also, this text cracks me up. Just don't be calling out the cadence in the car if it's a domestic model from Detroit. The car is listening and spying on you.
I love it.
I can't confirm or deny that.
Regardless of, I think, how you interpret this, it really did sound like progress. And I'm not just saying that. When your head coach and your quarterback sound similar in a way that isn't necessarily parroting, but like they've been working together, I don't know, kind of like two radio hosts do, then you get the feeling that they're more on the same page than they were before.
I'll just say this. For the Bears, I like everything I heard except for one person. You know who the one person is. The first person to speak yesterday, because the general manager did not take questions at a media quote-unquote availability.
Yeah, we added to our roster. Bye!
But now I just need to see it on the field. I need to see every day what's going on. And that's why I'm so happy we're going to be talking to Mark Grody. I want to remind you, keep listening to our show all week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in River North on Wednesday, August 6th, featuring special guest Matt Shaw and hosted by Matt Spiegel. A couple of Matts getting together.
I love Wildfire in River North. I've been there.
Baseball After Dark. Presented by Huntington Bank, Life is a Masterpiece, Make Your Money Story a Bestseller. And by Wildfire, join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
We mentioned it. It's that time. Will he be chased by a riding lawnmower?
Oh, man.
Will we hear the air horn? Mark Grody from Hallis Hall, where they just wrapped up Bears practice, next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grote. Mark Grote, WBBM.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
Oh, you ain't my bitch.
Okay.
What a wide-ranging open we have for Mark Grody. Is that new for football season, Robbie? I feel like it is.
I feel like Mark's got his appropriate clothing on since it's hoodie season now. Probably got a hoodie on to protect his head.
It's going to be 95 today because of corn sweat.
A light hoodie.
Why does that feel so inappropriate to say?
You just keep saying corn sweat because you like saying corn sweat. Let's
it's
be honest.
It's inappropriate, but I like it. Everybody sweats, including corn. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We wait for Mark Grody, who is at Hallis Hall, doing Bears things. As I understand, players are speaking. In fact, Cole Kmet is talking, so that might be what he's doing, is collecting Cole Kmet sound, because that's important for us to hear what he had to say, especially given last season. Have a couple updates to this, according to Alex Shapiro, our friend over at CHSN. He says that he did not see rookies Luther Burden or Zay Frazier on the field. As we continue to wonder about Luther Burden's availability, he's now at least signed that you don't have to worry about. But when it comes to his soft tissue injury that kept him out of some OTAs, that was an issue. So we continue to watch and just see what's going to happen with him. That's this time of year. You're going to try to figure out who's available and who's not. Braxton Jones and Colston Loveland, according to Adam Johns, both participated. And also this update from Adam Johns, Tremaine Edmonds picked off Caleb Williams in a team period. See? It's okay. It's okay. You'll be fine.
So here's my question. Do we have someone who's tabbing up the passes Caleb Williams is making in practice and therefore able to calculate a daily percentage, if you will?
It'd be really difficult because media is only allowed to see part of practice.
I thought training camp you could stay for the whole thing.
It depends.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, whenever the public is allowed, You can be there the whole time.
I need somebody in the public press conferences taking the stats. I've called for a lot today out of those who are the nerd types like me. We're trying to get an MLB trade machine going, and we're trying to get now the public stats out of the practices.
I will go. I'm going Saturday. So when I go Saturday, I'm going to find out what's going on.
I love it. And now let's go to our guy who's out there today. We head to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we have Mark Rohde, Mark Rohde, the man of many impressions, but also most importantly, did you get chased by anybody on a riding lawnmower today, Mark?
So far, I am clean. 2025 is a new year. I did not see any. I was on the lookout for any sort of, let's just say, vehicles in the area, and nothing was compromised today. So I can report that.
Woo!
Yes. So that's big. It's a new year. It's a new year, Layla. And I am here to protect myself, and I feel like people are watching out for me. Thank you for the slow clap. Thank you.
Mark, what was the thing that stood out to you? Because I know there's so much to see on day one. Your eyes are kind of darting everywhere at the start of practice. Obviously, you want to check and see who's out there and who's not first, right?
Marshall, I am going to, if you don't mind, Marshall.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
I'm going to rattle off a bunch of my, in no particular order here. I'm just looking at the notes on my phone. Let me just tell you, like, well, how things have gone so far. I had an hour plus practice. Just came inside a little while ago. We heard from Dennis Allen. Cole Kmet just spoke. TJ Edwards is going to speak. And so this is like the timing is perfect. I'm literally just walked out of the interview room into the NFL Network room where I'm speaking to you fine people. So here are my unedited notes. There was no Luther Burden out there today. Just so people, you know, just to bring you back. He had some soft tissue issues, right when he came in here for the preseason program and everything. So he still was not out there. I didn't even spot him. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't, you know, didn't pop out there at some point in time, but I did not see number 87 on the field here today. So no Luther Burden. Zay Frazier, one of the guys that I have talked about as potentially being a training camp hero, was not present today. Braxton Jones and Colson Loveland were both out here in ramp-up mode. Now, more notes. Caleb Williams's first pass in 11-on-11, guys, an interception by Tremaine Edmonds, which some people thought would have been an easy pick six if things were full speed. Another note here, Ben Johnson, about an hour into the practice, first unit lining up out there in 11-on-11, getting ready to go. They botch something, and then they botch it again. Ben Johnson, we got yelling. We got yelling from Ben Johnson, and he benched the first unit. He did like a line change. He's like, get out of here, sit down. And he brings in the next line.
The whole first unit, the entire offense.
Yeah, that was it. Like, bring on in the Case Keenum line. And by the way, Layla, Case Keenum, the second string quarterback today.
That's big news. Also, he carried a massive suitcase to Halas Hall, and I was wondering what is in the suitcase. But, you know, the older you get, the more you travel with.
That's true.
Okay, so I before you get to the other updates here, I think it's important to point out, I didn't know that it was the first pass where Caleb Williams threw it and Tremaine Edmonds picked it off. What was the reaction like when that happened? Like, Caleb Williams and out of the defense?
No, as you can imagine, and there's a healthy group of reporters out here, dozens of us, and the reaction was, really? That was the reaction. It was like, come on, you got to be kidding. Like, here we are, we're all back, and there's an interception thrown by Caleb Williams. So I don't think it's symbolic of anything, unfortunately, you know, like in terms of, oh boy, DeCaleb ain't there yet. It just sort of sucked that's the way it started. And it's fun that you mentioned, Layla, that you didn't know that was the first pass. I actually, like, at first I didn't know either. I was like, was his first pass of the damn day, wasn't it? And yes, so that was his first pick of the day. And on the overall, it was just an okay day for the offense. I didn't necessarily think the defense shined that much either. Like, it's not like this is one of those days where I'm going to sit here and tell you the defense dominated, but there were no real big highlights from the Caleb Williams offense. There was a nice, a really nice connection out here. Like play of the day, Tyson Bagent to the rookie J.P. Richardson out of TCU. A sweet catch and a bang-bang play. So if you needed an offensive highlight, that was it for sure. One thing on the defense here, guys, too, I thought it was interesting. Tyreek Stevenson, of course, starting at one cornerback like he'd had and still continues to do without Jalen Johnson today. Nashawn Wright was the cornerback on the other side. And, you know, look, we just talked to Dennis Allen, and he was talking about how size is a big deal to him, especially with cornerbacks. And Nashawn Wright, 6'4", fourth-year player out of Oregon State, fits that bill. So it wasn't Terrell Smith, who Dennis Allen said was not as available during the preseason program and has been banged up a little bit. So I think that was interesting, too.
Ben Johnson benching the entire offense is basically a Bears meatball move. Like, isn't that basically something a caller has said? Like, I'm benching the whole offense. He did it.
Yeah, he did it. He did it. That's an old – it actually reminded me of, guys, when Tom Thibodeau was – I think it was Thibodeau, who at one point in time during his Bulls tenure just sat every one of his star starters, like back when things were really good for the Bulls, because things – I just put in a bunch of no-names and just left them in there for the rest of the half. That's what it reminded me of. But in this case, I should be very clear, it was like – The first string came right back on. They didn't send them to the sideline or anything like that. It was just, all right, get out of here. You know, you guys, you botched this twice. We didn't get the specifics of it. Ben Johnson didn't speak today. Cole Kmet was up there, and we're like, he was sort of enabled with the question that he was asked. Was like, oh, is this like a new installation issue? And Cole just looked at us and said, we screwed up. We should have known what was going on there. So they, wow. So the players took some culpability in botching whatever was going on. But man, I mean, the carryover, because I wanted to see, like, Ben Johnson set the template in the OTAs and the mini camp and all that stuff. And one of the themes was his voice. And there it was again today, man. He had a red ass today when he was like, he had seen enough in that moment.
I love that, because Ben Johnson, as collected as he's been, we've seen now several instances of him stepping in and stopping what's going wrong. And that's all I ask for. That's like the baseline, because that's something that clearly did not happen this time last year. So I want to know, with Dennis Allen specifically, what was his message? What stood out to him on day one? Because we often talk about the offense. So much has been put on Ben Johnson. But, hey, Dennis Allen's a new coach. He's a defensive coordinator, and we're expecting big things, or at least better things, from this defense.
Yeah, no doubt, Marshall. And I mean, and just to add to the point that you were making in terms of the coaching, and the coaching has to be able to identify what is wrong to be able to stop the play and yell. Sometimes you wonder, with the previous regime, did they know that the team had screwed up? Did they know that the plays needed to be stopped? Did they know that there needed to be some culpability? But at some point in time, I will officially stop talking or comparing things to the 2024 season. As far as Dennis Allen, man, I've talked to Dennis Allen previously, being out here. This was the first time. Like, now we're in a different mode. He got up there, and look, as we all know, Dennis Allen was a head coach. He truly carries himself with the confidence and the poise and just the way he speaks. He does, like, you could tell he's been a head coach. He came up there today and he was like, man, this is the beginning. Liked what we saw. Loved that Tremaine Edmonds had the interception, but there's a long way to go. Dennis Allen was asked about Jalen Johnson and said, obviously, you know, we don't like him not being here, but he said the right things in terms of, we know that we have good depth here, and we're gonna make the most of things without Jalen Johnson for right now. He's still no update on that, by the way. He's still on that 3-week timetable, which Ryan Poles shared with us yesterday. But more specifically too on Dennis Allen, Marshall, I mean, he talked about, because, you know, we talked about Tremaine Edmonds and, you know, maybe changing positions, and TJ Edwards. Both those guys were kind of cross training today, playing both positions. I mean, I think we're going to see TJ Edwards in that middle spot. I think that was made pretty clear. I think that he is the guy that, you know, can be most effective there. But for whatever it's worth, Dennis Allen was straight up and saying, yeah, there's some cross-training going on with those guys.
Just to clarify, Mark, you said 3 weeks. That was a very specific time for Jalen Johnson. The quote was a few weeks. Have we narrowed it down to three?
You know what? That's a great – I'm glad you clarified that. When I hear few, I mean, I just translate that to 3 weeks. So I probably should have generalized and used few. So I'll go back to
I was
few.
Excited because 3 weeks I can
no,
do it.
No, no, yeah, few. Is that technically – like if you looked up the word few in the dictionary, is
several
it
times in my life. I've looked up few. I've looked up several. It's a small number of.
It's a small number of.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not like a specific.
Okay. Clever if you're the one phrasing it and people are asking for a hard timeline. Clever.
Yeah. I'm a clever guy. Clever. Or as they say in Jurassic Park, clever girl.
And then he dies.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand it. Yeah, I can't stand the Jurassic Park movies. I have too much anxiety in my life. I don't need all that. I don't need to worry about dinosaurs. I can't worry about dinosaurs running around the earth. I have no time for this.
Layla, I don't have time for dinosaurs, damn it.
I don't. I do not. Like, I saw several spiders on my commute today walking around the sidewalk because it's spider season. That's all I'm dealing with right now, okay?
Oh, my God. How about I think you up a good Triceratops or maybe a Stegosaurus, maybe
as
a
long
Brontosaurus.
As it's not a raptor.
Can we get a nice dinosaur, like a Brontosaurus or something, who's, like, slow and you see him coming and he eats plants?
Well, Layla, see, that's the thing. In every Jurassic Park movie, there's a nice Brontosaurus part where you see the herbivores out in the yonder harmlessly howling up and just the beautiful scenery in Costa Rica. I'm very hurt that you're not a Jurassic Park fan, Layla.
No, I saw one and that was enough for me. I don't need to have them come back all the time. I don't need to make the Mesozoic era great again.
I'm kind of with her on the whole not watching Jurassic Park, but just the part about I don't need them to come back.
Yeah. And of course, it's through a mosquito. Don't get me started on them as disease carriers.
Oh,
no,
man,
none of
that
this.
Was pretty,
none of
that
it.
Was pretty fancy the way they did all that with the amber and the whatnot. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't need any of that. These things already scare me. I don't need them in my real life.
You know what?
I'm trying to avoid spiders on my walk today.
When I come in on Friday, guys, let's talk Triassic period.
I like it.
Yeah. Can't wait to see you Friday, Grody.
Yeah, it's been a while. I miss you.
You've been
guys.
Ducking me, but that's okay.
We'll let you get back to collecting more important Bears interviews, Mark. Thank you for your time and your service.
I'm not ducking you. Marshall actually ducks me, Layla. It's not, he
going jumped
to
me on the
right
street,
past
basically.
Me
he jumped me
in
on the
South
street.
Loop. Yeah, I did. I was hiding behind a pillar.
He was hiding.
Pillar?
Yeah, he jumped me. He was hiding as I was walking down the street. You know, I'm locked in. I'm like you. We're locked in when we're walking.
Mission critical walkers.
And Grody was like, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up, Mark?
But dude, I'm telling you guys, look down, man. You don't want to step on a spider. That's gross. It's spider season.
Yeah.
They're here.
It is spider. Hey, last thing, Layla.
Yeah.
Spiders are our friends.
Yes.
They eat the insects.
Yeah, I like
spiders
them.
Spiders are our friends.
They right. eat stuff for me to not have to worry about. So I'm into it. So just watch for them.
Life finds a way.
I can't. I can't with it. Just you know, help out your spiders on your daily walk.
We
they're,
just hope
they're
the bears
out
will
on
find
the
a way. We hope the bears will find a way.
And maybe
the bears will find a way.
Somebody's like a spider on the field. I feel like that would be Kyler Gordon. I feel like he's the Spider-Man.
Spider and eating insects and eating out their insides. Anybody know the song lyric?
No.
That is Blink 182.
All I know is Itsy Bitsy Spider. That's all.
You ate my beer.
Oh, okay. Wow.
This journey down life's memories and examination of existential concepts with Mark Grody is now coming to an end. Mark, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, guys. See you guys. Bears.
The Bears. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado. I really like the Silverado part. I really want to get to that sooner in this read. Chevy is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Bears.
I like trucks.
They're fun. You can tote things in them.
I also like bears. In fact, I like cubby bears too.
Oh yeah, about those. Mm. They won yesterday, defeating Rich Hill. Let's talk about the game and a couple points that made for some uncomfortable moments in the game. That's next here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Witt strikes out swinging. Nobody has reached as yet against Matthew Boyd. 11 up and 11 down. Bang and a miss. Strike three. Bobby Witt strikes out. What a job by Matthew Boyd. Swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him on a high fastball. Listen to this crowd at Wrigley. 7 shutout innings for Matthew Boyd.
That was Pat Hughes on the call.
If he's a true player.
With Ron Coomer, a true player, and Zach Zaidman on 670 The Score. And Matthew Boyd had an outstanding outing. 7 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, a single walk, 6 strikeouts. That's how you make the rest work for you.
Baby. This is,
exactly. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And I think that was an ode from Robbie Triano to Matthew Boyd, because I know he loves him. And why
he's
not?
Dad.
Yeah, after what happened yesterday, Cubs shut out the Royals 6-0. We had a good time talking about the life and times of Rich Hill, too, who at 45 started for the Royals and went 5 innings, gave up 3 earned runs, 6 hits, or 3 runs, one of them earned, 6 hits, 2 walks, and a single strikeout. Rich Hill's ERA, .180. How do you like that at 45? Let's go.
If only he had some defensive help. If only guys could catch balls at first base, then he would be doing better in terms of maybe the result of the game, but just an outstanding performance by Cubs. This was very much what it's supposed to be when you play a middling team. Do your thing, score early, score not necessarily often, but 6 runs is nothing to sneeze about. And back to Matthew Boyd. My goodness, 23 straight scoreless innings going back to July 1st, the longest active scoreless streak in the majors. That's his second start this season of at least 7 scoreless innings. He did it against the Yankees, if you remember back on July 12th. Here's the big one, though. And this is why I'm looking at him as a guy now, that I wasn't looking at him as, let's say, 2-3 months ago. He's allowed 2 runs or fewer in 10 straight outings. That goes back to May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1.14 ERA. And let me tell you something. If you go into the playoffs with a guy who's allowing 2 runs or less, you have a chance to win those games. You're probably going to win those games. That's what a strong playoff push is made out of, starters who can give you that type of quality.
Oh, I agree. He's stepped up, and as we joke, you know, with the dad references, he's
the father that stepped up.
He's stepped up in so many ways. And we were, I think, all curious as a show to see, because he talks so much about sitting out of the All-Star game and not participating, how that was going to translate for him. Because he told you even then it was about longevity and making sure he was healthy and how they knew he needed him. They needed him as a team for this stretch run. So our Bruce Levine was able to follow up on that last night and asked him about the rest and also how that worked out in his favor in this last start that we saw yesterday.
There's not a lot of natural breaks in the season. You know, there's not many going forward. So we were just taking advantage of it when it was there. And I trust those guys. You know, I think it's been awesome. They're just such great communicators. And, you know, they want to win and they care about each of us individually. So they laid out a great plan. And, you know, I've been on board with it. They have a lot of experience through this.
You made a big sacrifice personally to do it.
I mean, I don't know about that. Again, you know, it's maybe waited a few extra days. I don't know if, you know, I don't, nothing, you know, nothing like that.
Practical Matt Boyd. But he points out also that Craig Counsell and the coaches had something to do with this. And when we talk about how Craig Counsell manages his team to be able to play well in September, I think this is a good example of that.
You want to have your best players playing their best heading into September, but really putting together the type of body of work that Matthew Boyd has done over the last season and a half now, I can say that, going back to his time last year and now doing it with a new team after leaving Cleveland. This has been one of Jed Hoyer's best acquisitions, if not his best acquisition. He has been a stabilizing force for what we know a pitching staff is, which is something that you're not going to have all five of those guys all season long. He's been able to stay the course. That's why the time off made all the sense in the world. That's why him making the fifth start out of the All-Star break makes even more sense now. And I'm just excited to see where this leads for Matthew Boyd specifically as a part of this playoff push.
No, I completely agree. I know we teased a part of the Cubs game that we weren't able to get to because Mark Grody took us on a journey from Bears camp. And I feel like that is the way. You know, when you're talking about football season coming back and Bears traditions, that is the appropriate thing. So we'll get to it maybe a little bit later, or we can talk about it tomorrow. Because Cubs baseball, by the way, is coming up here on The Score at about 12:45. We get you ready for the 1:20 first pitch of the third and final game of their series against the Royals. So I know you're looking forward to that because Seth Lugo is going to be on the mound, and we all want to see what happens to him.
Seth Lugo has looked like a guy that could fit nicely with a Shota Imanaga and a Matthew Boyd. I like that 1-2-3 because that team up north, the team north of the border, they have a 1-2-3.
Yeah, they do. And one of those dudes is mowing people down at a fabulous clip. And Jacob Mizorowski was watching some of the highlights of his pitches yesterday. Today, as we mentioned, Cubs and Royals wrapping it up from Wrigley. Pregame coverage begins at 12:45. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have first pitch at 1:20 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. To say that there has been massive chaos in the NFL regarding the players' union and what's happened since we last talked to Mike Florio is an understatement. Let's break it all down with the man who in the business is the best to do it with. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, next on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.